Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you would like via our toll-free number, which is brought to you by SACL CAI. That number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. And with you in the studio tonight is Ian.
Daryl.
And Mark.
All right. So you can take control. Last night we started with Johnny Ray and myself started an article that I thought was pretty interesting, but we just ended up going off in various different directions, got calls about other things, and never were able to finish the 10 reasons why you have to quit your job this year, according to James Altucher over at LouRockwell.com. And so I do definitely want to continue on that, and also still to come here tonight, news out of Cuba. Daryl's got some of that, some interesting news coming from Cuba. Probably not good news.
Actually, it is good news.
Really? All right. We'll find out more about that.
At least for the Cubans.
Okay, great. Great. I'm glad to hear about that. JamesAltucher.com. Just to recap briefly, we were talking about his article last night. The 10 reasons why you have to quit your job this year. His number 1 through 3 reasons, which we got through last night. The middle class is dead. You've been replaced, and corporations don't like you. Talking about how, and it's been his observation, that it seems like middle-class jobs are being gutted. Like, you know, corporation jobs with people sitting at desks. Folks have been out, you know, these jobs have been outsourced, for instance. Corporations don't like you. He was saying that he was talking to one corporate head of a newspaper, and he was complaining because his journalists wanted to put their Twitter handles by their articles so people can follow them on Twitter and kind of build their own brand.
Mm-hmm.
And it was upsetting to this guy because he just wants the news. He just wants to put the news out there and not, you know, create these personalities. And James Altucher pointed out that, well, wouldn't you want to have a personality that is renowned? Wouldn't you want to be known as the paper that has the Glenn Greenwald, for instance?
Most likely, because after all, radio stations, that's generally how they thrive, is
sure,
we have this guy.
That's true. And this guy couldn't see that, though. And he was pointing out that, you know, to a lot of these corporations, you're just a tool. They just, you're being used for your human resource that you are. Anyway, let's continue on with his list. On number 4, money is not happiness. A common question during my Twitter Q&A asked at least once a week is, should I take the job I like or should I take the job that pays more money? Leaving aside the question of should I take a job at all, let's talk about money for a second. First, the science. Studies show that an increase in salary only offers marginal to zero increase in happiness above a certain level. Why is this? It's because of the basic fact. People spend what they make. If your salary increases $5,000, you spend an extra $2,000 on features for your car, you have an affair, you buy a new computer, a better couch, bigger TV, and then you ask, where'd all the money go? Even though you needed none of the above, now you need one more thing, another increase in your salary. So back to the corporate casino for one more try at the salary roulette wheel. I've never seen once anyone save the increase in their salary. Now, there must be people out there who have the wherewithal and the self-discipline, the financial discipline and intelligence to actually save a chunk, a decent chunk of an increase in salary. But I think he's right. I think the average person just goes ahead and spends pretty much every dollar that they earn.
I think it's pretty close to the number. I think it was 2005 that Americans spent more money than they made, which is incredibly frightening.
On average or?
On average is what I've read.
Yeah, it was an average number. Yeah. Americans spent more money. Consumers spent more money than employees made, essentially, was the idea, or whatever.
That only happened for the first time in 2005?
I don't know. I know that it happened in 2005.
I was going to say, I would expect it's been happening all along.
I don't know. That's a pretty incredible number.
Look at all the debt, though. I mean, like, a lot of people have credit card debt.
Look at all the savings, though. There are a lot of people saving money. Hopefully, everybody's saving money. I think Americans, learned a lesson in this most recent economic downturn, and I hope that it's something that we can internalize for decades, maybe even instill in our children. I don't know if that's possible. But yeah, I do think that people have learned something, and I think that it's a very unusual and frightening thing to think that in 2005 Americans made more, spent more than they made. Frightening.
I don't think everyone in America has debt, but I think a significant amount of them do. And one of the problems that has been talked about on this show before is, you know, the average person and the average amount of debt, credit card debt, for instance, not even, you know, leaving aside automotive loans and home loans and things like that. I mean, just by the fact that people have credit card debt is an indicator they're spending more than they earn, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it is necessarily that. I mean, I have debt and I have savings. So, you know, the question is, you know, if you have an investment that's good enough, borrow towards that investment.
I see what you're saying.
I
don't know if the average person has that.
I don't know what the average person has. I'm just telling you that there are a lot of people. Hopefully, if you're 50 years old and you're spending everything you make, I mean, you need your head examined.
I agree.
Okay. Now, frankly, the 20-year-old should be doing the same thing. But no, Ian, I really think that it would be an unusual thing for people to make more than they spend more than they make.
I think the average person does have more debt than saving, and I'm actually trying to find something to prove that. I know I've read stuff in the past that. It at least hinted at that, but I don't know.
I'm with you on this one, Daryl. We'll dig around a little bit more and see what kind of numbers we can get for you. But back to Altucher. He says, in other words, don't stay at the job for safe salary increases over time. That will never get you where you want. Freedom from financial worry. Only free time, imagination, creativity, and an ability to disappear will help you deliver value that nobody ever delivered before in the history of mankind. Number five. Count right now how many people can make a major decision that can ruin your life. Now, again, we're talking about his reasons why you should leave your job. And he says this year. And, in fact, he doesn't say should. He says why you have to quit your job.
I'm a little skeptical of this claim.
I don't like it, he says, when one person can make or break me. A boss, publisher, TV producer, buyer of my company. At any one point, I've had to kiss the butt. To all of the above, and I hate it. I'll never do it again. The way to avoid this is to diversify the things you're working on so no one person or customer or boss or client can make a decision that could make you rich or destroy you or fulfill your life's dreams or crush them. I understand it can't happen in a day. Start planning now how to create your own destiny instead of allowing people who don't like you to control your destiny or who might not like you. When you do this, when you make this count, make sure the number comes to over 20. Then, when you spin the wheel, the odds are on your side that a winning number comes up. I think this is a good idea. Obviously, you know, if there's one guy holding an axe over your head, then you become very beholden to that person. And that's why when we had the opportunity to syndicate this radio program, I decided I wanted to build my own studio because I didn't want to have a radio general manager holding that axe over my head, preventing me from being able to do my radio show.
And this is a really good reason. I mean, you know, it shows you how life will provide you with little lessons. I mean, if we had had a really good general manager that we were working for at the moment that we were offered the opportunity to go nationally syndicated, we might have gone.
Might not have even thought about it.
Yeah, might have gone a completely different direction. Instead, we had, you know, this
a drunk,
staggering, drunk, crazy man who couldn't be trusted with anything, including
the radio station.
Fortunately, you know, that's how things turned out.
Sure. So, good idea to diversify the bosses that you have in life. Of course, if you're working at a job, this is impossible, right? Because there's always somebody, usually just one person or a board of people that is sitting above you. And even still, I mean, even when we got the show syndicated, there was still the head of the network that could have dropped that axe as well.
And could now if they wanted to.
It could.
I mean, we could get back on the air like so many other talk show hosts have.
It would be very inconvenient.
It would be inconvenient.
Happen. But, you know, I think we proved ourselves with doing this radio show.
But we also have those radio station program directors and general managers. And, so that's a diversification. We have the listeners. Each one of them is a diversification.
855-450-FREE. But as he was saying, count right now how many of those people there are, those decisions. Makers, those major decision makers that could ruin your life. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More about reasons why James Altucher says you should quit your job. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe.
In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. there's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free is the toll-free number. You are welcome to share with us your thoughts about being independent of a job. That's what James Altucher is arguing for. He's saying you have to quit your job this year. Not just you should, he's saying you have to. We'll continue his 10 reasons why here in moments, and you are welcome to share with us your experience as well. Maybe it's the experience of breaking away from the corporate rat race world and being able to truly deliver something unique to the marketplace, something that only you can do, and whether it's a product or service, and monetizing that to where you're actually able to earn a living. And that's a story that I think a lot of people want for themselves. Maybe you'd like to share yours with us. 855-450-FREE is the number.
Also, if you want to protect some of the savings you have, one way to do that is to get it in precious metals. You can use it as a hedge against inflation, as I just mentioned, or as an investment. Perhaps you believe, like I do, that gold and silver are going to increase in value against the U.S. dollar. and or as a barter currency and thing, in case things go really badly and the dollar tanks. We've made it easy for you to get gold or silver at gold.freetalklive.com. We've teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some very special rates on some hand-picked gold and silver pieces. Go there now. It's gold.freetalklive.com to get all kinds of different coins and pieces and check them out. There's great offers there. Gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's continue, and we'll take your calls. Of course, you can talk about anything that you would like here on Free Talk Live. Michael is on the line listening in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Long-time listener, ninth-time caller.
You keeping track?
I don't know, probably something like that. Well, not counting the three times I called in and pretended to be a racist redneck, but we'll forget that. Yeah, I quit my job like 12 years ago because I hated it. I hated getting up to an alarm. I hated going somewhere else. I hated working for other people. And now, like, about once a month, I have to get up to an alarm, and it really... I'm usually happy for it. Like, tomorrow I have to get up to be on Freedom's Phoenix. And I'm like, how am I going to get up at 7 a.m., man? I'm usually going to sleep then. But that's a quality problem, you know?
Yeah, it is a disturbing thing to get up to an alarm, you know, that... And they've got different products out there to minimize this kind of thing. But, man, that wake-up call at 6 o'clock in the morning and the alarm clock's going, it's rough.
I'm just going to stay up and work, which is what I have to do. You know, I make the same I used to make working in offices as a temp in law firms doing administrative assistant work. 40 hours a week. I work like 110 hours a week to do that. And what I've been doing the last few nights is compiling phone numbers of radio stations to call when we get syndicated, which is something that Ian helped us with. And it's actually been my dream since I was about 6 years old to be on the radio.
I love helping people's dreams come true, Michael Dean from Freedom Fiends.
I love you, and I really appreciate
I'm sickened.
It, man.
Well, I mean, credit goes to the Genesis Communications Network. They're picking up the Freedom Fiends.
Are they really?
For a weekend syndication.
Okay.
Gig, so
that's exciting.
Yeah. So yeah. All I did was I made the connections, which, you know, well, it is all about who you know.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Blow, and, you know, I often blow you, so.
Yeah. In Wyoming.
Verbally.
All the way from Wyoming. I'm that long.
So,
my reach is
get
that
a room.
So, you know, I mean, basically...
Michael Dean, let's rewind a little bit back to when you left your career as a temp to... I don't know if you can even call it career as a temp, but when you left the world of the corporate rat race to do your own thing, I mean, was it one of those things where you just cut it off, or did you kind of slowly get out of it?
No, I spent about 5 years doing both before that. I mean, I was, like, working in offices... You know, and I got so good at doing their 8 hours of work in like 4 hours, but I had to be there 8 hours, that I would use the control tab trick on the computer to work on my stuff, you know, to start like building my writing career and building my filmmaking career.
What does control tab do?
I think it means alt tab.
Alt tab?
Yeah, alt tab, yeah, that's it. Yep. And I'd actually like keep my stuff on a 3.5-inch floppy disk in their computer for the times that they would come in and fire me for working on my stuff. I could just grab it and leave.
Hmm. So,
or I'd email it to myself every hour, things like that.
So 5 years.
I did their work, yeah.
5 years. How did you know? When was the point at which you realized, all right, this is it, I'm ready, I feel like I can make the jump to fully doing my own thing now?
When I got a book deal from a major publisher of tech books and got enough advance to pay my rent for 3 months and starve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of people have jobs where they're doing nothing. Their body has to be in a certain place. And, you know, writing a book isn't a bad idea. If you can think about ways to properly, you know, to productively use your time in those ways, you can really parlay that into something more. Farmville is not it.
Nope.
Yeah. And I left Facebook. We all know that. And I'm doing well. I'm not going through withdrawal.
Oh,
it's been 3 weeks, man.
I'm so jealous.
I can help you, Ian.
Well, what about,
call me later. We'll talk.
What about Freedom Fiends, though? How are you? I mean, don't you need to use Facebook to promote Freedom Fiends?
No, I guess I did for the first 2 years, but now there's enough fiends on there that they're promoting it for us.
So you just leave the page there and you dipped?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and I wrote a book that I know you like, Mark, called User's Manual for the Human Experience, which is about how to quit your day job. And it's one of those. It's not one of those. Buy my book to help me quit my day job. I give it away free. You can buy a paperback, but it's free on michaelwdean.com.
I don't really remember that portion of the book. What I remember is getting out these soul-sucking individuals that take away the happiness that you have in life.
That's the first half of the book. The second half of the book is how to make a living doing what you love once you get the soul vampires and soul mosquitoes out of your life, the serenity vampires. And actually, I pitched it to three major agents who were like, I could take this book and sell it if you'd split it up into two books. And I'm like, no, man, it has to be one book. And I self-published it instead of getting a book deal for it.
Well, that I can tell you that it's valuable. I reference in my mind. I've listened to this book twice through now, and I reference in my mind this whenever I have sort of a problem with an individual. I'm able to use the techniques in the book, and I find it very valuable. It's changed my life.
So there's an audiobook version?
I think that's it, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, and there's also paperback on Amazon, but you skip through the second half because you're already making a living doing what you love.
Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. I mean, I listened to the whole thing. I mean, I didn't love a book and then stop listening to it halfway through. I just don't remember it.
So what's the book called again? It sounds good.
A User's Manual for the Human Experience. It's a very pompous title, but it kind of delivers on what it promises.
Michael, thank you for the call and your experience tonight. I hope some people found it valuable, and they'll check your – you said it's available through your website, michaelwdean.com.
Yep. Right. Thank you guys for doing what you do.
Thanks,
what does the W stand for?
Wareham. It's my mother's maiden name.
You're killing me.
Why I've had to change that bit of information on all my banks is that's not my password on banks, because it's public knowledge what my mother's maiden name is.
It certainly is now. Michael, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate that. It's Michael from freedomfiends.com and michaelwdean.com. Also the director, by the way, of Guns and Weed, which apparently Willie Nelson needs to see. Thanks for the call, Michael. Some of y'all saw the news. Willie Nelson's advocating for gun control.
No, I haven't seen that.
855-453, SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Feel free to tell your story about how you successfully got the hell out of the corporate rat race world. I think a lot of people have that dream. They might know something that they want to do that they have always wanted to figure out how to make money off of and be able to leave having a boss. It's something that some people have accomplished, and maybe you want to tell your story. Michael W. Dean just did. You're welcome to it. 855-450-FREE. That's 8 toll-free, by the way. SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-FREE.
SACL CAI brings our phone lines to you, and if you've got a business and you need to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can do it. They do not only collections, they do early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. It's SACL's business to respect your customers because they know that not only do you need to collect your money, but you need to keep your clients too. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. It's SACL CAI.
All right, so we're going to continue with your calls, and yeah, we did. Daryl and I did pull up the news about Willie Nelson during the break. I had just seen the headline about Nelson and his opinion on guns. And do you want to summarize what you saw?
Yeah, apparently Willie Nelson was on the Piers Morgan show back in November, and Piers Morgan said, "You grew up around guns. What do you make of the gun debate?" And Willie said, "Well, yeah, you know, I've gone hunting all my life. When I was a kid, I had a BB gun." Said, "But you know, I don't know what I would do with a gun that would shoot 100 times."
He did say he had shotguns and rifles.
Yes.
At some point in his life, but the idea of those assault rifles is what scares him. And then later goes on to say that only the military should have
those. It sounds like the magazines are actually the issue for him. I mean, you know, what people seem to be going after right now is how many bullets you have capable of, you know, firing in sort of a row. And I think it's really a truly losing battle, because when you start looking at the at 3D printers, which are coming online, I suspect in the next 5 years that you will find these things are quite ubiquitous. They are going to come on us like you know, cell phones did, and fax machines and things like that, computers.
There's already news about people printing out their own magazines with these 3D printers.
Yep, so, you know, you're going to have, I mean, basically people are going to have whatever size magazines they want, and there's nothing you can do about it. If you can't control the point of sale, which you can't with the 3D printers,
right. Then
what are you going to do? You're going to go on the internet, put out viruses to try to destroy all the CAD files?
Not going to happen.
It's ridiculous.
Or they'll wind up taking Chris Rock's advice and instituting a bullet tax to where bullets cost $5,000 a piece.
There you go.
then they'll just go underground. And that's the thing that Willie Nelson...
Reloads, I guess.
That's what really Willie Nelson apparently isn't really getting. And you would think, you know, somebody who understands drug prohibition should understand that if you prohibit firearms, you get the same exact thing. You know, the guns and the magazines and the bullets will all go underground. They're not going to go away. Somebody's going to manufacture them somewhere. And, you know, those bullets will be continue to be manufactured. Even if they ban bullets from being manufactured in the U.S., they'll be manufactured outside of the U.S. Or somebody will figure out a way to manufacture them underground with the, you know, inside the black market. So that's what I think Michael W. Dean's movie, Guns and Weed, is so good. It's really it's an entertaining film, but it's really useful for showing to someone who has that, oh, I get one thing about prohibition, but not the other. I get it when, you know, guns are prohibited. That's a bad thing, but I don't think you should be smoking pot. You know, it's a good thing to hand to that person. And similarly, it's a good thing to hand to the person who says, well, I get that pot should be legalized and other drugs, but guns, those are dangerous. We can't be having guns around here. It's the same lesson. Prohibition is the same all across the board. Whatever the product is, it doesn't matter if it's alcohol. It doesn't matter if it's sexual services. It doesn't matter if it's firearms. It's going to continue to exist as long as people desire these things. Someone in the black market will figure out a way to provide it, and they'll take whatever risks are necessary, and of course the prices will go up significantly as a result, and quality does tend to go down in the black market, but the products are still there. James is on the line in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Daryl, and Mark.
Yes, I'd like to comment on the gun control bill.
Hey, it's Jamie Told You So. How are you doing?
Doing okay. I was kind of upset today.
You're upset?
Yeah, for the gun control and also taking up General Hospital.
Hold up.
What happened to General Hospital?
Are you talking about the soap opera?
General Hospital.
You a big fan, huh? You like watching the daytime soaps?
Oh, well, the only one left, yeah.
Only one left? Is it almost over, the show?
No. The General Hospital is the only one left.
Really?
On ABC, yeah.
Oh, okay, on one network.
But they're going online pretty soon, the other ones.
That's good to know. So you were upset because they preempted it? What did they put on instead?
Obama.
Oh, it was the inauguration, right?
I think no, the inauguration's on the 22nd.
Okay.
He surrounded himself with children.
Got it. Yeah, I don't watch the news, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, the king was on there preempting General Hospital Day talking about gun control.
All right, so tell me what you think about it, Jamie.
Well, I think you shouldn't do it because the way I understand it is I read the District of Columbia Act of 1871. It's a real thing. Congress passed it. No laws outside of the 10-mile radius can go outside the 10-mile radius.
No, what's outside of the 10-mile radius?
There was a government form in the District of Columbia. That's Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
The Founding Fathers, you know, put it all together.
Okay.
And then they got a Congress to vote on it, and the District of Columbia is they made a 10-mile radius, and this the laws and stuff of Congress can pass is only through that 10-mile radius. It cannot go out.
Oh, you're a subscriber to the conspiracy theory that
it's not conspiracy. It's real information act.
It was a real act. Where they basically incorporated the city of Washington, D.C. There had been the city of Georgetown and the city of Washington, and they were two separate things. And in 1871, those two cities officially merged into Washington, District of Columbia.
But you're not saying you agree with Jamie that their laws only apply to the District of Columbia.
No, I'm just telling you actually what that law was that passed in 1871.
But you're saying, Jamie,
that not incorporation of the U.S. as a corporation under, like, the crown of England or anything.
Black's Law Dictionary. It's all lawyers and judges use it. To find definitions of, you know, or people can do it themselves. It's called remedies. You ever heard of that?
I've heard of all of these concepts surrounding various different legal theories, which I think have no real basis in reality. I mean, go ahead and try telling a federal... Jamie?
What?
Go ahead and try telling a federal judge in, you know, Waco, Texas, that the federal laws don't apply there.
Hey, the Constitution says it's for the people.
I'm with you. Hey, I would love it if it were right. I mean, if you were right, and you could just
it's
simply say, oh, well.
It's from the Vatican. Read it.
Thanks for the call, Jamie.
I love these. I love them.
Now, you and I, Mark, have disagreed over the years on Jamie Told You So. For our listeners that are newer to the program, Jamie has called the show lesser, not as frequently recently, but he was a more frequent caller several years ago.
Yeah.
And always, very entertaining, living in the living in Kentucky.
Watching the soaps, apparently.
Living with his grandmother, working at Dollar General, things like that. You know, he's an interesting character, and our debate has always been whether or not he's real.
Mm-hmm. And I've always contended he's real.
I thought you said he wasn't real.
No, you were the one that says, no, he can't be real.
No one just called. It was a figment of everyone's imagination.
Well, that last bit of his call, it just, I don't know, that one made me feel like he wasn't real. I always thought he was real. I think we have it reversed.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, there's my memory for you. 855-453. That last bit about the conspiracy theory stuff.
Jamie Told You So is real. That is that guy working at Dollar General, living at Grandma's house, and watching the soaps. Yeah, and believing all those conspiracy theories. Real. 100% real.
Oh, man. It sure would be entertaining to watch somebody standing in front of a federal judge try to tell them that the federal law doesn't apply because it only applies to the 10-mile radius that is D.C. I've heard that theory before. Good luck getting it to work. If you can prove that one, love to see the video. Of course, you can't get video cameras in federal courts. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453, allows you to bring up anything you want. You can talk about leaving the corporate rat race, job world, and striking out on your own. Maybe you've done it successfully, or maybe you screwed it up somehow and you want to tell your story about what you learned. 855-453, it's a scary thing to do. I mean, jobs are useful because they are something that people think they can rely on, at least until the boss decides to pull the carpet out from under you, and you lose your job, and then you got nothing. So it's important to have an alternative plan, and as Michael W. Dean was suggesting, maybe do something alongside of the job and sort of ramp that up slowly over time to where you can eventually walk away and feel a little bit more comfortable, because it can be difficult to just kind of take the plunge. And I think James Altucher addresses that here in a little bit in his 10 reasons why he says you have to leave your job this year. And we'll continue that from jamesaltucher.com. We'll also take your calls about anything, 855-450-FREE. You can tell your story or bring up whatever's on your mind. And want to let you know about freetalklive.com, where you can actually create the content on the site. What you see on the page was created by listeners like you. When you scroll down, there's numbered items. Those are mostly news items, but sometimes YouTube videos or blog posts. You can click on any one of those, and you can vote them up, vote them down. You can also submit your own to the website. So you find something you think's interesting online, submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. It then appears on the upcoming stories page, where it awaits a certain number of votes, and then once it gets to that number, it will be promoted to the front page of the site so more people can see it, including the hosts of the show, making it more likely we'll talk about what you've submitted. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy. It's all completely free. So let's continue here on this list of the 10 reasons why you have to quit your job this year. Number 6, and if you've missed the first 5, listen to last night's show and tonight's show. We had to split them up over 2 shows. Number 6, is your job satisfying your needs? Now, I will define needs the way I always do, via the 4 legs of what I call the daily practice. Are your physical needs, your emotional needs, your mental needs, and your spiritual needs being satisfied? The only time I've had a job that did that was when I had to do little when I had excuse me, the only time I've had a job that did was when I had to do little work so that I had time on the side to either write or start a business or have fun or spend time with friends. The times when I haven't is when I was working too hard, dealing with people I didn't like, getting my creativity crushed over and over, and so on. When you're in those situations,
this guy's had a lot worse careers than I have. You know, my life has never felt this way working at a job. I mean, this sounds like a really bitter individual. I just saw a study recently that said that Americans are the unhappiest with their jobs as they've been since they've been recording this. So maybe this is very, very timely. But this is totally not,
you can't relate,
not been my experience working even at Clear Channel. I'll grant you that Clear Channel was the, you know, the my least favorite place to work. But I've worked for small businesses on up to large corporations, and I'd say that I had my most joy working for somebody else when I had small, the you know, the smaller the place was I worked, if I knew my boss, the better off I was. You know, I haven't felt this way. I mean,
I have to agree, but
crushing your creativity, being crushed over and over and over again. No, I haven't felt that way at all.
I've had jobs that I have absolutely hated, and I've not stayed long at those jobs. And a couple of weeks ago, I think it was on a Friday, me and Ian were talking about some of the job reputation websites.
Glassdoor was the best
and
one.
And I remember telling you, I found one of my former employers on there, and they had a very low employee satisfaction rating. But I said, yeah,
not
that's
a shock.
Not right.
Not a shock. I have to agree with you, Mark. I mean, I've had a very limited job experience. I've really only had three jobs in my life, Kmart.
That's just like a customer service guy, right?
Yeah, I was working in the electronics department. Sometimes was out in, you know, the home center up front running a register, out in Garden Shop covering some shifts and things like that. But, you know, I think a lot of it, I mean, maybe it just has to do with the attitude that you have going in there.
Yeah,
because,
sure.
I mean, obviously a lot of
people... At some point or another, at some point or another, it's going to suck it out of you. And the thing is we started Free Talk Live when the job market was better. Mm-hmm. So at any point, at any of the jobs I've had, I always said to myself, well, you know, I could always go get another.
Yeah.
And I don't think Americans feel that. And I think that this is the reason that Americans are unhappiest with their jobs as they've been a long time is because they're essentially trapped in their jobs. They can't move to that next job.
And a lot of bosses make it known that you're dispensable. I've got 15 people just waiting for your job.
Yep.
So you're going to do all the crap that I tell you to do, or you go out the door and I can have you replaced before it closes.
You know, it's an interesting point. We had a situation, you remember Steve who worked at, I'm not going to give his last name, that worked at WYNF.
Uh-huh, the salesman.
Yeah, he used to be on air and then went to sales. He and I sort of passed within a couple of months each other working in sales for Clear Channel. I came on under the new commission structure, and, you know, I'm happy and stupid. You know, I just gotten hired onto a great job, and I'm really as happy as I could be. You know, he was had worked there under the old commission, and things had just gotten changed out from underneath him.
Meaning it was a better old commission, and then
he certainly viewed it that way. I think maybe it was. I don't know. I didn't know anything. And, you know, he was unhappy because the old commission changed to the new commission. So, you know, the same job, two different people are working it. And
one's happy, one's not.
One's happy, one's not. And it's just, it really has to do with perspective because the one had the old commission and it got changed on. The other one, yeah, wow, I'm working in radio.
I think you make a really good point. I think a lot of it does have to do with your attitude. I mean, I liked working in the kitchen at the jail and I wasn't even getting paid. So I didn't like getting up at 5:30, but it was what it was.
Free food.
That was a perk.
It got you out of the cell, basically.
Yeah, it did. So let's continue, though. So I think you're absolutely right, Mark. A lot of it is your mindset, but some people are in a situation where they'd rather not be. And, you know, you're fortunate to have not been in one of those situations. What about the cab drive thing? You did some cab drive.
Yeah, I didn't like that, I've got to say.
That was a circumstantial thing where you were out of work from where you were otherwise.
Yeah, I was working for a radio station, and the radio station basically was getting sold at, you know, the one that goes under, the other one's coming back. I think it was 6 weeks to 9 weeks or whatever
so
it was.
So you took this gig because you needed
somebody had to
money.
Pay the bills. That was me. And so I went out and drove a cab, and there were aspects of the job that I found very uncomfortable. I felt at times endangered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't like driving at night and driving people around and things, you know, drunk people around. I felt sometimes I felt endangered. I was hit on more times than I can tell you about. You know, you know, I much rather have had the morning shift when I'd go out to Longboat Key and drive the little old ladies to the airport and tell everybody about the places where you could eat and what shows were on at the live theater and stuff like that.
So your hands are not made out of made to type out memos, he says, or put paper through fax machines or hold a phone up while you talk to people you dislike. 100 years from now, your hands will rot like dust in your grave. You have to make wonderful use of those hands now. Kiss your hands so they can make magic. One can argue not everyone's entitled to have all those needs satisfied at a job, and that's true. But since we already know that the salary of a job won't make you happy, you can easily modify lifestyle and work to at least satisfy more of your needs. And the more these needs are satisfied, the more you'll create the conditions for true abundance to come into your life. Your life is a house. Abundance is the roof. But the foundation and the plumbing need to be there, or the first, or they need to be there first, or the roof will fall down because the house will be unlivable. You create the foundation by following the daily practice. I say this not because I'm selling anything, but because it's worked for me every time my roof caved in. My house has been bombed, my home has been cold, and blistering winds gave me frostbite, but I managed to rebuild, and this is how I did it. Number 7 on the list of 10 reasons why you have to quit your job this year: your retirement plan is junk. He says, I don't care how much you set aside for your 401k. It's over. The whole myth of savings is gone. Inflation will carve out the bulk of your 401k. And in order to cash in on that retirement plan, you have to live for a really long time, doing stuff you don't like to do. And then suddenly you're 80, and you're living in a reduced lifestyle in a cave and can barely keep warm at night. The only retirement plan is to choose yourself, to start a business or platform or a lifestyle where you can put big chunks of money away. And some people can say, well, I'm just not an entrepreneur. And this is not true. Everyone is an entrepreneur. The only skills you need to be an entrepreneur are an ability to fail, an ability to have ideas, to sell those ideas, to execute those ideas, and to be persistent. So even as you fail, you learn and move on to the next adventure. Or be an entrepreneur at work, an entre-employee. Take control of who you report to, what you do, what you create, or start a business on the side. Deliver some value to anybody, any value to somebody, and watch that value compound into a career. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tell us your story about this. This is a dream for a lot of people, and maybe your experience can help make it real for someone else out there. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, or you can bring up anything that you want. We've got three more of the 10 reasons why you have to quit your job this year. Coming up, Hour 2's next, Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glinton has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin. And quercetin is a natural antihistamine that doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.